This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in March. At that time, his stock was under a dollar. Now it's over $6 a share. And we're talking about no other than Nextech AR Solutions Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol NEXCF. You can find him on the CSE under the ticker symbol NTAR. And you can find him on the FSE under the ticker symbol N29, if you will. And with us today is the CEO and director of the company, Mr. Evan Gappelberg. Evan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Great to be back.
You know, last time you were on the show was back in March. Your stock was trading under a dollar. Now it's trading over $6. Congratulations. I know you personally, you've been buying the stock in the open market. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, when I see our company undervalued, which it's been for a long time, I'll step in and buy. I've purchased over a million shares of my own company stock and invested significant amounts of money. I think, you know, it's like $600,000 this year alone. I've put millions of dollars into the company. I'm the single largest shareholder, and I've purchased all of my shares. So I absolutely see the value, and I still see value.
Well, this is the seventh time you've been on the show. So one of my questions I have for you is that even in the past, we talked about your video conferencing, how that business was going to blow up. Where are we at in that process? How's that doing?
That business has blown up. It has taken off like a rocket ship. I mean, we just landed 8 deals in the past week. And each deal is, you know, between $25,000 and $250,000. If you extrapolate that out, I mean, last year, the platform that we acquired, did $1 million for the entire year. This year, we're targeting, more than $1 million a month in revenue for that platform. And that is, you know, just a monster step up. And we're super excited that, you know, we're in the right place at the right time to work from home, shop from home. There's a $150 billion industry that's been displaced. And that's, you know, conferences, events where you have groups of people that get together. They've all been canceled, 100% of them globally. And that $150 billion is now chasing after some platform. It could be Nextech, it could be Zoom, that offers a video conferencing two-way or one-to-many, meaning our platform works if you have 100,000 people or a million people, or you only have, you know, a few people. So it's a pretty robust platform, and we've also integrated augmented reality into it, which adds additional features and functionality, making it immersive, fun, interactive. And so that's why our platform's doing really, really well.
You know, one thing I really do appreciate about you and really like about you, you have been transparent with me and my listeners and your stockholders. Well, you've been coming on the show for over a year now, and I really do appreciate that, and I can't say that about a lot of CEOs. That being said, we talked about uplisting to the next exchange, I think the NASDAQ. When is that going to come to fruition?
We announced that we filed to uplist last week, and so it's in motion. We've been told that it takes 3 to 4 weeks for them to review the application, and then, you know, they usually send you back some kind of comments, and then we respond. And so it could take 60 days, but we're very focused on getting that approved.
And where are we at in the and for the future of Nextech, say 2021 for the next? And, you know, we're in a tough environment. I mean, you guys have been doing this through COVID-19. How do things look like for the next 6 months going forward?
It is a difficult world that we're in right now, business-wise, personal-wise. People have to be careful. Everybody, you know, should be wearing a mask. Our business is benefiting from the pandemic economy. Like I mentioned earlier, all these conferences have been displaced, and you know there's $150 billion up for grabs now. So going forward into 2020, 2021, until there is a vaccine and everybody gets vaccinated, which is a possibly 12 or 24 month process.
I agree.
Yeah, so everybody gets vaccinated. Until that happens, our business is just going to continue to explode. It's just a mushroom cloud. And once that does happen, I would expect a bit of a slowdown, right? You'll see some people start to book events back in Vegas again or back in Dubai or wherever. But I also believe that the ROI on these virtual events is going to drive businesses to permanently adopt them. To, you know, think of it like this. What we charge $30,000 for normally would cost the company $250,000 or $300,000 for. And so the savings is tremendous. Once they do a couple of these virtual conferences, it's hard for them to justify going back to spending 10x on, you know, where they're flying people, they're putting them up in hotels, they have to feed them. All of that goes away when you do a virtual conference. So there's, I think, a permanency that's going to stick around for the foreseeable future in our business. And, of course, we have other business segments. Plus, we have some very unique product offerings. So we see nothing but blue skies ahead, and we're super excited about 2020 and beyond.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. Before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from the show today?
Timing is everything. When it comes to the stock market, when it comes to life, when it comes to love, timing, right? And so with that in mind, Nextech is at the right time, at the right place, with the right product mix. That's pretty much it. That's the story.
My guest today has been Evan Gappelberg. He is the CEO and director of Nextech's AR Solutions Corp. Look him up on the OTCQB. Their ticker symbol is NEXCF. You can find them on the CSE under the ticker symbol NTAR. Evan, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. The only thing I ask for you is that you not wait another 3 or 4 months to come back on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on in 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
Thank you. I look forward to that.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.